This is Malone on the ranch, and on the phone with me, we have got Captain Mark McClain, who is the base commanding officer out at the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base. Hello, Captain.
Hey, how you doing, Malone? Good to talk to you finally.
Well, good to talk to you. I've been busy exercising because I understand we have a race coming up.
That's right. Saturday, November 13th, right out here at the Naval Air Station. Are you going to participate with us?
Why, wow. You just way to put me on the spot. It's 10 miles long, you know, right?
I'm running it. I'd be happy to have you join us. Well, hold the spot for you if you want to participate.
That's very kind. I do understand that they do have a civilian and a military division, right?
That is correct. There is a registration fee, $75 for civilian, but because it's a Veterans Day event, we want to make sure all of our active duty retired and veterans out there have a discounted fee. So that's $50 for those members.
That is fantastic. Now, in the event that I were to run 10 miles, which I am not committing to, but if I did, this would be the race. This route is so incredibly cool. We're talking to Captain Mark McClain, who is base commander out at the Joint Reserve Base in Fort Worth. Tell them where we get to run.
So the entire 10-mile route is going to be on our installation. We are opening the base up to give anyone that wants to register a peek behind the curtain to see who we are and what we do on a daily basis. We're going to start that morning at 0730 right at our commercial vehicle gate across from Ridgemar Mall. And then you will shortly thereafter find yourself out on the taxiways and the 2.5-mile runway that make up the Naval Air Station here. We've got part of the course going through the historic hangar. There are going to be static aircraft displays that you'll run right next to. That includes aircraft that are part of this installation, the F-16 from the Air Force, the F-18 from the Marine Corps, F-35 that's being built across the runway from us over at Lockheed Martin, and then some Army and Navy aircraft, C-12, C-40. Numbers might not make sense to the civilian population, but you'll see them out here on the course that day to include some of the aircraft flying overhead while the runners are making their way through those 10 miles. So we're excited about the event, Malone.
Oh, my gosh. So you're saying we get to actually run down the same runway that those F-35s and all those souped-up Top Gun planes go down.
That is correct. And while you're running out on that runway and next to all those static displays, we will have men and women from all four services out in uniform cheering you on.
Oh.
So we encourage you to get registered and come out and join us. And like I said, it's a Veterans Day event. I know the community wants to come out and thank our servicemen and women for what they want to do, but we also want a chance to reciprocate that love and support that we feel from Fort Worth and the surrounding communities of this installation. We really do appreciate it.
Well, I hope you know how much we appreciate you when you say that our military and veterans will be there cheering us on. I think we'll flip that around the other way because we cannot salute you and say enough to let you know how much we appreciate you, which what a great way to appreciate them. Get involved in the Navy 10-miler that's coming up Saturday, November 13th. Now, where do the proceeds from this race go?
So all the proceeds for the race go directly into the base. We have what's called a Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Department on the base that takes care of our men and women who serve in uniform, whether that be the fitness center, the swimming pool, events that we'll hold on base for some of our single airmen, sailors, and Marines. It will go back directly into those programs that support our young men and women who serve this country. We got some great sponsors. They're going to be out. 95.9 The Ranch, certainly our official radio sponsor, and then some of our command level sponsors, GEICO Military, USAA, and proud supporters right here on the federal property with us, Lockheed Martin.
Wonderful cause that you can get involved in. Once again, we're talking about the Navy 10-miler, and we're talking to Captain Mark McClain, base commander out at the Joint Reserve Base right here in Fort Worth. Super excited. I can't say I've ever been excited about running before, but I am excited about this. And I saw, Captain, I saw the medals that you get if you finish. That's a big if for some of us, but tell us about the medals.
Well, first of all, we'll expect everyone that crosses that start line to finish because we're giving you at least 4.5 hours to get back around to your car. The medal itself is for this inaugural event is an actual F-35. So if you go to our website, Navy10miler.com, you can see not only the finisher medal, but you can see our one-of-a-kind T-shirt that's got a helmet that you would see like Maverick wearing on the movie Top Gun, and it's got 10-miler across the visor.
Yes.
So I encourage you to go to Navy10miler.com and view all the details of the race. And then, hey, if you can't make it out to the installation on that day, we do have a virtual option that is available. You run it wherever you're comfortable running it, send us your times, and we'll make sure you get a finisher medal and one of those unique Top Gun helmet T-shirts.
That is so exciting. Saturday, November 13th, I know ranch fans are going to want to find out all about this. So what is the website, one more time, where you can go and sign up and get info?
All right, it's Navy10miler.com. The 10 is numerical, so Navy10miler.com, and that will get you all the information you need to get registered, be out here bright and early, be there for the starting of the race, and experience that 500-foot flyover by those Navy jet aircraft.
Wow. Now, Captain, if we are on the base, I would think that would be super secret classified. How are you getting us on there?
Well, we have these community events throughout the year. We will sanitize what we need to sanitize. Tuck things in the hangars that we don't necessarily want the public to see. We all understand it's a public event, and you will be free to roam that 10-mile course without any worry of touching anything that might be classified.
Well,
keep you safe.
I'm a little disappointed by that, but that sounds great. I cannot thank you enough, Captain, for taking time to call in on the ranch. I bet you we'll have lots of supporters of the military and the veterans and everything you do. Whether we are there in person or virtually, Saturday, November 13th, once again, it is the Navy 10-miler at Navy10miler.com. Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Malone, and thank you for having me.